It's Tuesday, October 22nd. I'm Lucy Steiner.
And I'm Sam Cedar. Which of these stories will you be talking about today?
Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg has been secretly advising Pete Buttigieg with his 2020 presidential campaign. Meanwhile, Chile's trade unions call for a general strike in support of the country's massive student-led uprising. And lastly, one of California's largest cities wants to turn the privately owned Pacific Gas and Electric Company into a giant customer-owned utility.
You are listening to Majority FM's AM Quickie, and these are the stories you need to know.
Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg has privately recommended several potential hires for Pete Buttigieg's presidential campaign, a disturbing example of direct political involvement from one of the world's most powerful executives. Bloomberg News reported Monday that Zuckerberg sent multiple emails to Buttigieg's campaign manager with names of individuals that he might consider hiring. Priscilla Chan, Zuckerberg's wife, also sent multiple emails with staff recommendations. Ultimately, two of the people recommended were hired. Bloomberg notes that Zuckerberg used to make political contributions more frequently, including to Paul Ryan and Nancy Pelosi in 2014, but he hasn't made any political donations or endorsements to specific candidates in the 2020 election cycle. As protests against the Chilean government continued Monday, trade unions across the South American country called for a general strike to support demonstrators drawing attention to the nation's high cost of living, inequality, and injustice. Quote, "We can't remain indifferent to the social movement out there," said Union No. 1 President Patricio Tapia, whose organization voted to stop work at the Escondida copper mine for 10 hours Monday night. Quote, "Something's not right with this country, and 14-year-olds were the first ones to say so. Now it's workers' turn to say enough is enough," unquote. The movement began with high schoolers protesting subway fare hikes, but exploded across the country over the weekend to encompass a wide array of issues after a police crackdown on the teenagers created widespread outrage. Professor Richard D. Wolf tweeted that the protests were a natural outcome of an unstable system. Quote, "Deepening inequalities in all capitalist economies over recent decades, first neoliberalism and now neo-protectionism, produce predictable explosions," unquote.
Hey, Majority.fm's AM Quickie is fueled by JustCoffee.coop. Just Coffee is a worker-owned coffee roaster based in Madison, Wisconsin, that has sponsored the Majority Report for nearly a decade. Check out their collection of fair trade roasts, including our own Majority Report blend. And regardless of what you order, receive 10% off of your order when you use the code MAJORITY at checkout. All shipping, of course, is free. That's coupon code MAJORITY at justcoffee.coop.
Pacific Gas and Electric officials started alerting over 200,000 customer accounts in Northern California that their power might be preemptively shut off later this week, less than 2 weeks after it shut off power to millions of Californians to prevent their outdated electrical system from starting wildfires. The Wall Street Journal reports that the mayor of San Jose, frustrated by PG&E's handling of the situation, is proposing turning the company into the nation's largest customer-owned utility. The buyout proposal by San Jose, the largest city served by PG&E with more than a million residents, would strip PG&E of its status as an investor-owned company and turn it into a nonprofit electric and gas cooperative. The journal notes that PG&E may have spurred support for the public buyout proposal last week when CEO Bill Johnson told California state regulators that they should expect power shutoffs for up to 10 years. And now for what we're following today, some quicker quickies.
Quicker quickie.
Bernie Sanders lashed out Monday at critics of fellow 2020 presidential hopeful Tulsi Gabbard, including Hillary Clinton, after Clinton and others suggested that Gabbard is a, quote, foreign asset for Russia, amid reports that Moscow's online bots and trolls are supporting her campaign. In a tweet, Sanders called such accusations, quote, outrageous, pointing to Gabbard's background as a military veteran. A new CNN poll finds 50% of Americans say Donald Trump should be impeached and removed from office, a new high in the poll, and the first time that support for impeachment and removal has significantly outpaced opposition. CBC News is projecting that Justin Trudeau's Liberal Party will form a minority government in Canada, and Trudeau will serve another term as prime minister. And finally, according to the annual Global Wealth Report, the millionaires of the world, who account for just 0.9% of the global population, now own nearly half of the planet's $361 trillion in wealth, while the bottom 56% of the population owns just 1.8%.
Quicker, quickie.
That's it, folks. Thanks for listening to Majority.fm's AM Quickie. Sam?
Hey, thank you, Lucy. Hi, folks. I'll be in Las Vegas this week covering the Mass Torts Conference, where I'll be talking with trial lawyers about different stories of corporate malfeasance from around the country. Check it out.